It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela, and it is time for our regular Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Joining me now on the program from UPHP is Sue Sands, LPN, and Community Health Worker Clinical Liaison. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Lots of things to talk about here today. Very important information. Our topic is the COVID-19 vaccine. And let's kind of just get right into it. Why is this vaccine important?
Well, COVID-19 is an unpredictable disease. There's no way to know exactly how COVID-19 will affect you if you become sick with the virus. So getting the COVID vaccine prepares your immune system so it's ready to fight if you're exposed to it. Wearing masks and social distancing help reduce your chance of being exposed to the virus or spreading it to others, but these measures are not enough. The vaccine is our best defense against the virus and our path forward to ending this pandemic.
One of the things I've noticed is some people are not really terribly sure about getting the vaccine because of how quickly this was put together. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. The concern is completely understandable. However, it's important to know that while this particular coronavirus is new, coronaviruses themselves are not. For decades, scientists have been researching coronavirus vaccines during previous outbreaks caused by related coronaviruses, such as the SARS and the MERS. That research provided a head start for rapid development of vaccines to protect against infection with COVID-19. No steps were skipped in the development of this vaccine. Some modifications to the process were made to shorten the timeline without sacrificing safety, such as overlapping phases of clinical trials and beginning production of the vaccine prior to clinical trials ending, so that once proven safe and effective, a large number of doses would be ready. So bottom line, the vaccine's safe and effective. And if you have specific concerns about your health and getting vaccinated, always speak to your doctor first.
We're talking with Sue Sands today. She's LPN and Community Health Worker Clinical Liaison with Upper Peninsula Health Plan for our UPHP update. Sue, question for you about, like, with side effects. Are there side effects that people can expect upon getting this vaccine?
Well, after getting vaccinated, you may have some mild side effects. The side effects may feel flu-ish-like and might even affect your ability to do daily activities, but they should go away in a few days. Your arm may be sore, red, or warm to the touch, maybe a little itchy, but nothing big. You may experience a low-grade fever, a headache, or just a general feeling of not feeling yourself. These are normal signs that your immune system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, which is to produce an immune response and build protection against this disease. So getting the vaccine does not give you COVID-19.
Sue, a question that a lot of people are wondering is, who can get the vaccine right now?
Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is using a phased approach to prioritize distribution of the vaccine due to having a limited supply, I'm sure as you've heard. Right now, people who are eligible to receive the vaccine as it becomes available include healthcare workers, long-term care residents, teachers and child care staff, state and federal first responders, and individuals over the age of 65. So if you're not eligible to get the vaccine right now, it's a good time to follow up with your primary doctor or care provider to make sure that you're up to date on the other important vaccines that you may be missing. You can get other vaccines up to 14 days prior to receiving your first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
So a question then, Sue, is that if people are eligible, if they hit those guidelines that you outlined, if they're eligible to get the COVID vaccine right now, how do they go about getting one?
Well, right now, all individuals must make an appointment to get the vaccine. There are currently no walk-in clinics available at this time. Local health departments throughout our region, most in conjunction with hospitals in their counties, are opening appointments as vaccines become available. We have a comprehensive list of vaccine locations organized by county on our website that includes contact information, whether or not they're currently accepting appointments, and if a wait list is available. It's important to check back as often as you can because vaccine availability changes daily. So you can visit www.uphp.com/coronavirus/vaccination.
It's a lot of information today, but do you have any other final thoughts, things we need to keep in mind with the vaccination?
If you have additional questions, it's really important to seek answers from reliable sources such as UPHP, your local health department, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, or your primary care provider. The COVID-19 vaccine is a big step toward returning to normal and getting our lives back. Until then, mask up, social distance, wash your hands, and stay safe.
Sue Sands, LPN Community Health Worker Clinical Liaison with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, joining us this morning. Thanks again, and we appreciate all this info.
Thank you, Walt.
If you missed any of our interview with Sue, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the Upper Peninsula Health Plan information as well. It's our UPHP monthly update on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.